This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams in for Kai Rizdal. A supermajority of the Minneapolis City Council has, as you've probably heard, said it's going to dismantle that city's police department, the most high-profile response to the defund the police movement. In California, the city of Sunnyvale in the San Francisco Bay Area has had a Department of Public Safety instead of a police department since 1950. Kai spoke to Chief Fan No of the Sunnyvale Department of Public Safety on the phone.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
So you are, as I said in the introduction, the chief of public safety in the city of Sunnyvale. What's the difference between that and a police chief?
Well, the difference is that with the Sunnyvale Department of Public Safety, we provide three services to our residents. It's fire, police, and EMS services. So I'll give you a perfect example. When I first came here from the San Jose Police Department, which is a traditional police department. I think it was just maybe my first month here. I went to a call of a house fire, and you know, obviously my fire personnel were out there. But in addition to that, there were patrol officers driving marked patrol vehicles that had changed into fire turnouts, and they were helping to put out the fire also. So after the fire was put out, one of my patrol officers came back to me and said, "Hey, Chief, I'm done here. I'm going to put back my police uniform and go back to answering police calls for service." And so that's a great example of how we do business here in Sunnyvale.
The crux of the matter right now, Chief, in a lot of cities, is accountability for specifically police officers and police actions. Do you believe that your paradigm favorably influences that? Does it make a difference in how you hold your officers accountable?
You know, I'm a little bit biased because I'm a firm believer in this program, but I certainly believe that it has something to do with it because of the fire discipline and the EMS discipline. Because firefighters are often seen by community members as caretakers. People will help you out. So I do think, to a certain extent, it does have a positive impact in what we do here in our city.
How closely are you watching, and I imagine the answer is very closely, the defund police movement and the movement in Washington for some kind of national police reform?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to start out by saying, you know, what happened to George Floyd should never have happened. I think all of us are condemning what happened. It was just a terrible tragedy for our country. And we have heard a lot from our community members, and certainly Sunnyvale, even though we enjoy great support from community, we're not immune. But in terms of, you're talking about defunding, meaning divesting resources to other services like mental health, I am open, you know, to listening to what people have to say. I'm open to the idea of sharing resources, you know, changing some of the things that we're currently doing in law enforcement. But when you talk about completely defunding or abolishing law enforcement, I don't believe that is a practical idea, although I would be more than happy to sit down and hear what people have to say and what that would look like if police departments across the country are completely abolished.
Last question, Chief, and then I'll get out of your hair. This model that you have with some degree of success in Sunnyvale, do you think it scales? I mean, Sunnyvale is not a huge city. Could it work in Los Angeles or New York?
Look, I'm a big fan of this model, and I wish that this model could be implemented everywhere. However, I understand there are unique circumstances, capacity, you know, resources that you would have to consider if you want to have this model. And I would leave it to the cities to determine whether this is something that they would want to have in their respective city. And if they want to ask me questions on how it can happen, I would be more than happy to assist. But I'm a firm advocate for this public safety model.
Fan No is the chief of the Department of Public Safety in Sunnyvale, California, up in the San Francisco Bay Area. Chief, thanks very much for your time, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Kai.